Lesson 2.4, page 16, exercises 1A and 1B.
So, where do you want to go for lunch?
How about Anna's Cafe near the library? It's really good for me. There are a lot of gluten-free choices.
Don't tell me you're into that fad, too. It seems that gluten-free is all the rage these days. Everybody I know is avoiding bread and pasta, my two favorite things.
It's not a fad for me. I've had stomach problems for years, but for the past 6 months, since I've been staying away from gluten, I haven't had any problems. I feel much better.
Really? I didn't know you have a stomach problem.
I don't like to talk about it. It's not the most interesting topic to talk about. But I do understand your point. Gluten-free diets do seem to be gaining popularity, even among people who don't have problems with gluten.
Exactly. I know a couple of people who have stopped eating gluten because they think it will help them lose weight. But I've read that a gluten-free diet is not a weight loss diet.
Just look at me. I haven't lost any weight in the past 6 months, and I haven't had a thing with gluten in it. But I do feel much better.
So what is it you don't eat?
At home, it's easier for me because I can buy things like gluten-free bread at the store and have sandwiches and stuff like that. So if I'm making peanut butter and jelly sandwiches for me and the kids, they have regular bread, and I have gluten-free bread.
So your kids aren't doing a gluten-free diet too?
No, they don't have a medical problem, so there's no reason for them not to eat gluten. In fact, food with gluten has a lot of nutrients that are necessary for good health. I have to take vitamins to get those nutrients. I want my kids to get those nutrients naturally.
Huh. All really interesting. All the talk about gluten-free food has been driving me crazy, but now I understand it better. So, should we see if we can get a reservation for Anna's?
Sounds good to me. 12 o'clock?
Okay. Let me check the website and see.